Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. I'm Alex, and joining me, as always, is my co-host Jordan. Today, we're diving into Walmart's Q4 2026 earnings, and wow, what a quarter this was.
Absolutely, Alex. Before we jump in, though, I want to make sure our listeners know that this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Thanks, Jordan. Now, let's talk numbers, because Walmart absolutely crushed it. Revenue up 4.9% in constant currency, but here's the kicker. Adjusted operating income grew 10.5%. That's more than double the sales growth rate.
That margin expansion is impressive, Alex. And it wasn't just one segment carrying the load. All three business segments, Walmart US, Sam's Club, and International, grew profits faster than sales. That's the kind of operational leverage investors love to see.
The e-commerce story is particularly compelling here. Global e-commerce growth of 24%, with Walmart US hitting 27%. But Jordan, what really caught my attention was CEO John Furner talking about their AI shopping assistant, Sparky.
Oh, this is fascinating stuff. Customers who use Sparky have an average order value that's 35% higher than non-Sparky customers. And get this, roughly half of their app users have already tried Sparky. We're talking about AI-driven commerce moving from concept to reality at scale.
It's like having a personal shopping assistant that understands your intent better than traditional search. Furner mentioned customers using fast delivery, that's under 3 hours, grew more than 60% for the year. They're not just selling stuff anymore. They're creating an ecosystem.
Exactly. And speaking of ecosystems, let's talk about their alternative profit streams. Advertising revenue hit $6.4 billion globally, up 37%. Walmart Connect in the U.S. accelerated to 41% growth. Membership fees exceeded $4.3 billion. Alex, here's a stat that floored me. Advertising income and membership fees combined represented nearly one-third of their operating income this quarter.
That's a fundamental business model shift, Jordan. They're becoming less dependent on traditional retail margins and more like a platform company. CFO John David Rainey mentioned they've reached a point where they don't even talk about e-commerce profitability internally anymore. They're well past break-even and seeing double-digit incremental margins.
The automation story is equally impressive. About 60% of U.S. stores are receiving freight from automated distribution centers, and 50% of e-commerce fulfillment is automated. This isn't just about efficiency. It's about having real-time visibility into inventory and being able to promise customers exactly what they want, when they want it.
Let's talk guidance, because this is where Walmart shows confidence. They're projecting constant currency sales growth of 3.5% to 4.5% for fiscal 2027, but operating income growth of 6% to 8%. That's the margin expansion story continuing.
And they're putting their money where their mouth is with a $30 billion share repurchase program, their largest ever. With $42 billion in operating cash flow and 18% growth in free cash flow, they've got the financial firepower to invest while returning capital to shareholders.
During the Q&A, there were some really telling moments. When asked about consumer health, Furner noted they're still seeing the majority of share gains from households making over $100,000, but even lower-income households are emphasizing convenience nearly as much as price. That's a huge shift.
The global expansion of their platforms is intriguing, too. They mentioned their build once, scale globally approach. Sparky starts in the U.S., but they want to expand these AI platforms internationally. In China, e-commerce already represents more than 50% of their sales mix. In India, Flipkart is delivering orders in under 15 minutes across 30-plus cities.
What about challenges, Jordan? The maximum fair pricing legislation on prescription drugs is expected to create about a 100 basis point headwind for the full year. But even with that, they're confident in their margin expansion story.
Right, and there's the tariff environment they've been navigating. But here's what I find remarkable. Even with a 300 basis point headwind from increased claims expenses and tariff impacts, they still grew adjusted operating income 5.4% for the full year. That's resilience.
Let's talk about what this means for investors going forward. Walmart is clearly not your grandfather's retailer anymore. They're an omni-channel platform company with AI capabilities, advertising revenues, and a membership business.
The key investment thesis seems to be that they're creating a virtuous cycle. Better AI and automation leads to faster, more convenient service, which attracts higher-income customers who spend more and are more valuable to advertisers. Meanwhile, the automation reduces costs, expanding margins.
And with their massive physical footprint, 5,200 locations in the U.S. alone, they have forward-deployed inventory that nobody else can match. When Sparky builds a shopping basket, they can fulfill it through stores, pickup, or delivery in under 3 hours for 95% of America.
The fashion turnaround is worth noting, too. Several consecutive quarters of mid-single-digit growth in fashion, both in-store and online. This isn't just about convenience items anymore. They're winning in discretionary categories.
Looking ahead, the big question is whether they can maintain this momentum. E-commerce exceeded $150 billion for the first time and now represents 23% of their sales mix, up 550 basis points from just 2 years ago.
I think the key metric to watch is that advertising and membership income number. If that continues growing as a percentage of operating income, it validates their platform transformation. We're looking at a company that's successfully diversifying beyond traditional retail margins.
Before we wrap up, Jordan, what's your take on the valuation implications here?
Well, if investors start viewing this as a platform company rather than just a retailer, that could justify different valuation multiples. The predictable revenue streams from membership and advertising, combined with the margin expansion from automation, that's a powerful combination.
Absolutely. This earnings call painted a picture of a company that's not just adapting to change, but driving it. From AI-powered shopping to ultra-fast delivery to becoming an advertising powerhouse, Walmart is reimagining what retail can be.
Just remember, everything we've discussed today is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence before making any investment decisions.
That's all for today's Beta Finch. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time for another AI-powered earnings breakdown.
Until next time, keep those portfolios diversified and those research skills sharp.
That's all for today's earnings analysis. If you found this helpful, consider supporting Beta Finch on Patreon. Your support helps us upgrade our voices, cover more companies, and keep this show running. Visit patreon.com/betafinch to learn more. Thanks for listening.